A largely pro-increase crowd filled commission chambers urging the board to let voters decide on the tax in November. Their key points: repairs at both Union Terminal and Music Hall are badly needed, the current proposal is viable and was not rushed, and delaying will only cost more in the long run. Opponents argue the plan needs more time for review, Cincinnati should kick in a larger portion of the funding, and user fees should be increased. Jeff Capel, with the coalition opposed to additional spending and taxes, says the plan is incomplete.
Proponents say they support a user fee, but there is no user fee agreement for either building. They've talked about raising more money privately, but that's not the same as getting it. They've talked about getting more from the city of Cincinnati, and we've seen how well that is going.
In the past, Capel has likened the proposed tax to the stadium sales tax. Proponent John Rockwell has a different comparison.
Don't look to the stadiums. Look to the Albee Theater. When you look to the Albee Theater, it's gone. It's not there. What a beautiful addition to downtown Cincinnati that Albee Theater would be today if it was still there.
County commissioners have until August 6th to decide whether the issue will go on the November ballot. Each says he has questions. Todd Portoon says he doesn't believe the plan was rushed, but he still wonders if it's the right plan. Board President Chris Monzel says he needs legal assurances the county won't end up on the hook if something goes wrong, like it is with the stadiums. And he says repairs to Dalton Street, where it runs under the Union Terminal fountain, should be Cincinnati's responsibility and not included in the proposal. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.